yesterday. I got messages. One was an email update from Apple itself, indicating that my phone had been targeted by state-backed actors for hacking. And another was a follow-up text message indicating the same too. The email says that I'm being targeted because of the kind of work that I do. And I'm an investigative journalist in Uganda, so I don't know why I'd fit the profile. But I've been taking steps to secure my phone and also to sort of learn new things about what this attack could mean for me, my devices, and the people that I've been speaking to.
Are you saying that you received a second notification after the first attempt?
Yeah, I received a second notification, which was basically Apple saying the attack is still ongoing, in the sense that Apple has been communicating that a group called NSO had supplied a software called Pegasus, and that software was being used to corrupt iPhones. And people whose iPhones had been targeted by this software are now being notified by both email and text message about the same. And that's the circumstance under which I also got notified.
Have you notified the authorities about this?
I haven't filed a formal case. We're still gathering as much information as we can. We're able to establish the links that had been sent, which links, had I clicked on them, would have affected my phone. So once we have the details all together, then I'll be able to file a formal complaint to the Uganda Police Force and under the Criminal Investigations Directorate.
I understand some politicians and other investigative journalists were also targeted. Is it true?
Yeah, I've now learned one of an opposition party was targeted by the same software, and two other investigative journalists that I know and who I've worked with previously were also targeted and received the same message as I got.
With the steps that you've taken, do you think that will be enough to protect you from these attempted attacks?
Well, the steps would secure the devices that we have, but they wouldn't stop the people that are carrying out the phishing attacks from continuing to try and break into what should be confidential information that we have in our position as journalists. And that's why the appeal has been very broad to have only the legal surveillance regime. And that legal surveillance regime requires the government of Uganda to go before a court of law and explain the circumstances under which they'd like to surveil my phone to a high court judge, which judge would then permit that surveillance to happen. None of that has happened in my case, or in the case of the journalists that I've heard from, and the leader of one of the members in the opposition parties who has complained about them happening to them.
Some people are suggesting that if those attempting to break into your phone are government actors, then even if you report it to the authorities, nothing might come out of it, since the authority, so to speak, controls the levers of power. What are your thoughts?
That'd be perfectly true, of course, but the point of reporting so that you create a record of instances like this happening. This isn't the first time that journalists and particularly people of interest have been targeted with hacking and surveillance in Uganda. In 2014, I investigated and broke a story about the hacking team working in Uganda to sort of monitor devices of individuals that government thought were of interest. And a lot of this was still being done illegally.
Are you comparing notes with your fellow investigative journalists?
We've been speaking from Tuesday when we first got notified of the attacks. We've been speaking and putting together as much as we can and trying to learn as much as we can about the nature of the attack, the motives of the attackers, and what the information that they intend to gather, what they intend to use it for. So yeah, in that regard, we're gathering as much information as we can, not to approach the authorities, but to also be able to report it to its full extent.